I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 in Nashville Public Radio. We're very happy to welcome back a group of guys who have been here many times over the years, the Nashville Saxophone Quartet. Their fearless leader, I'm going to call him, is Matt Davich, who plays soprano saxophone. Matt is going to introduce the guys and perhaps the first piece of music.
Thank you, Will. This particular edition of the group has myself on soprano, and on the last tune I'll switch to alto, and then next to me is Don Alico on alto sax. He's a professor of saxophone and jazz down at MTSU. Then across from me is Dennis Soli on tenor saxophone, and we sometimes refer to him as the dean of the saxophone players here in Nashville. And next to him is Robbie Schenkel on baritone, and we've all been together many times in different situations, jazz bands and TPAC pits and Nashville Symphony and so forth. And this is kind of special because we're playing some music that was written especially for saxophones. So it's fun for us to get together and learn this music, and it's challenging to perform it. So the first piece we're going to play is called simply Saxophone Quartet Number 2 by Russell Howland. We played his quartet number 1 here several years ago. So this is a nice, enjoyable, challenging piece. And I guess you'd call it a modern classical style if you had to give it a label. Thank you.
music by Russell Howland, the Saxophone Quartet No. 2 by Russell Howland. That was played live in Studio C by the Nashville Saxophone Quartet. Matt Davich on soprano, Don Alico on alto, Dennis Soli on tenor, and Robbie Schenkel on baritone. Wonderful music written specifically for a saxophone quartet and played beautifully and easily, I should say, by the Nashville Saxophone Quartet. Maybe not an easy piece to play, but it sounded great, you guys.
Well, it's not easy.
That's why you wanted to take it on, right?
The next piece is by a composer named Richard Rodney Bennett, who is English, and I think he lives in New York City. And he's written several film scores. One that caught my attention was Far From the Maddening, I'm not sure which crowd. And he's a jazz pianist, and he's written a saxophone quartet, only one that I know of, along with a lot of other chamber music, and just simply called Saxophone Quartet, written 1994. We're going to play the third movement only, which is a tempo molto allegro. It's sort of jazz inspired in terms of the harmony, but it's not really jazz.
Thank you.
Oh, music of Richard Rodney Bennett, the third movement of the Saxophone Quartet from 1994 by Richard Rodney Bennett. That was the Nashville Saxophone Quartet live in Studio C. That's an interesting big climax, strangely unison but powerful at the end.
Yeah, it'd be fun to play the whole thing, but we really didn't have time to get. In fact, most of it, we couldn't even get together during the last 2 weeks because we were all out of town at different times. So we had a couple good rehearsals before that and yesterday. And
working musicians live in studio. Let's see. Matt Davich, Don Alico, Dennis Soli, and Robbie Schenkel playing for us. The Nashville Saxophone Quartet.
The next piece I'm going to have Dennis give a little introduction to because he wrote the arrangement.
Okay. The title is Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. It was written by a very influential bass player, a composer, band leader named Charles Mingus, was active in the 50s, 60s. And he wrote it as kind of a eulogy to the very great saxophonist named Lester Young, who passed away in, I think, 1959. And Charles Mingus was playing with his band in a club in New York, and somebody came in and gave him the news that Lester had passed away. And he told his band, and they played a blues that night, and they just kind of randomly just decided to call it Blues for Lester Young. And Mingus was so moved by the performance that the band made that night that he went home and wrote out not what they had played, but tried to capture the mood and the feeling of what they had played when they found out that Lester Young had died. And the reference to Pork Pie Hat is Lester was a very iconic individual, and he always wore this little pork pie hat. And so Mingus called the piece Goodbye Pork Pie Hat.
This is Dennis's arrangement of that piece for saxophone quartet. Thank you.
Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. If not strictly classical music, a classic American piece of music, nevertheless. That was an arrangement by Dennis Soley of Charles Mingus's Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, played by the National Saxophone Quartet, Matt Davidge on soprano, Don Alico on alto. Dennis was playing tenor and Robbie Shankle baritone. Great program today, guys.
Thank you. Now we're on to you. We're going to run over to Hume Fogg High School and play for the students there this afternoon. So
they'll enjoy that and get to know it, too, no doubt.
Thank you for having us, Will.
Yes. Anytime. Thanks, guys. The National Saxophone Quartet live in Studio C. I'm Will Griffin. Coming up next week is classical guitarist Richard Todd, back for the first time in a long time. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for supporting live in Studio C at Classical 91.1.